Okay. Want to pass these around? Munch while we learn?
Good.
Are you going to go? Yesterday we left off on the topic of Arbekaisis, the beginning of Perik Arbekaisis on Sadik Tess on the Bay. Arbekaisis raises a question on the Lashon HaMishnah. It says that even the poorest person has to see to it, Afilo Ani Shabi Israel, even a very poor person, the Gaboy Tzedakah have to see to it that they give him enough money to buy Arbekaisis, even if he's living off of charity, Afilo Min HaTamfa, because this is one of the basic necessities. So Tessis has a question, the poor man is single? Or he's married and he has a family. Usually the poor people have a lot of children. No? Usually the poor people have big families. So what do you mean? Afil Anish of Israel, the Gaboy Tzedakah have to see to it that they give them enough for Arbekaisis. What do you mean Arbekaisis? What about for his wife and children? The Pasha Pshat. They have to give him enough money to buy Arbekaisis for himself, for his wife, and for all the members of the household. The Tesis raises the question. On Tzadik Tesson and Beis, Leif Chasilom, the Arbekaisis, Metech Alosh and Mashma Ksas, it might possibly imply, Shein Nesun Labanav Labnei Beis, they're not sure, Kim Liatzmo, maybe the only one who has to drink the Arbekaisis is the father of the household. Usvarahu, when the Taka makes sense, the Maishna Arbekaisis, Mikidish the Kol Hashanah, Shech and Motzi Es Kulam. There's the halacha all year long. And you have to say a bracha ala kos, you say kiddush ala yayin, havdol ala yayin, and then the din is hamavarach tzor sheyitom, and the Rishonim point out hamavarach tzor sheyitom doesn't necessarily imply that the one who says the bracha has to take a sip. As long as somebody takes a sip, how do they know? The Rashbam points it out. When the Gemara says hamavarach tzor sheyitom, the Rashbam points out lavdav kamavarach, as long as somebody has a sip of wine. How do you know? Because there's a Gemara in Erevin on daf mem on the base, where the Gemara says that on Yom Kippur we don't recite Kiddush ala Yayin, we just recite Kiddush betfilah. But we do say Shech Yonu. From the whole Kiddush, on a regular Yom, we say Baruch Yagov in the Kiddush, then you say Shech Yonu. And this year it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdolah's month, because it happens to be Matzai Shabbos, you have to say Bar Me'arayesh and Havdolah as well. But on normal Yom, you don't say Bar Me'arayesh, you don't say Avdolah, you just say Baruch Yagov in Kiddush and Shech Yonu. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Gemara has a topic, an Erev and Daf Mem, whether you say Shech Yonu or you don't say Shech Yonu. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that you do say Shech Yonu. You're obligated to say the Gemara says, the Rishus Lokom Boile, that you're permitted, that it's optional. If you want to say Shech Yonu, that's for sure it's permissible. Like on a Prichadosh, the Gemara says, if you have a Prichadosh, then it's a Rishus to say Shech Yonu. So when it comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that it's a Rishus to say Shech Yonu like a Prichadosh, that's for sure. But the Gemara wants to know, maybe it's a Chayvah, like on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. The Gemara says, yeah, they were Peshit, they asked the Talmidim, didn't know, they asked the Rebbe, the Rosh Hashiva Paskin, yes, that the din is that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's obligatory, just like on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, it's obligatory to say Shech Yonu. Then the Gemara has the next question, well, what about Shech Yonu al Hayayin? Normally, when you say Kiddush on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, not only do you say the Kiddush al Hayayin, you say the Shech Yonu al Hayayin also. The Gemara says, Liyordim Shech Yonu Oimer Afilu Bashuk. Shech Yonu could really be recited even when you're walking in the street. It's not really ma'akev that you should say Shech Yonu al Hayayin. But if you're saying Kiddush al Hayayin anyway, so then the bracha Shech Yonu will be enhanced in its chashivas by saving it to recite it also al hakos. So the Gemara says, well, what about on Yom Kippur? And the Chachamim would have a misakein Kiddush al Hayayin on Yom Kippur. What about the Shech Yonu? Should we say Shech Yonu al Hayayin or not? So the Gemara says, well, how are we going to say Shech Yonu al Hayayin? Who's going to drink the wine? The Gemara says, well, maybe say Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no, it says Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur, that means that you're Mekabel Yom Kippur. You can't say Shech Yonu on Erev Yontif and make a Tanai that you're not Mekabel Yontif. Let's say on Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Yontif, there's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. When the woman benches Lich, is it Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos Bal Korcha? When she's Madlikas on Erev, that's the Bahag's opinion. The Bahag says in Perek HaMadlikin, that when one member of the household, whoever is lighting candles on behalf of all the members of the family, when that person lights the candles, so it's a Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos Bal Kocha for all the Bnei Bayis. That's what the Rishonim had to practice in the Choshes for the Shita Tabahag. And he used to daven minta early, because the din is that you're not allowed to daven at Tfilas Chol on Shabbos. You're not allowed to daven, the Pashtus is you're not allowed to daven at Tfilas Chol, even if it's not yet Shabbos, but if you personally live on Kabbalah Shabbos. If you have a Kabbalah Shabbos, Or Rav Avadya Yosef has a whole tshuva where he doesn't accept this, but that's the pashut pshat. He claims that that minig that you're not, that's what it says in the pasuk, that you're not allowed to daven filo shalchol, you're not allowed to daven mincha when it's already Shabbos, or after you were mekabel tosefes Shabbos. It's only if the tzibur was mekabel tosefes Shabbos, but if a yochid was mekabel tosefes Shabbos, he claims that then there's no prohibition to daven filo shalchol against the Mishnah Berurah. But the pashtus is, and the Rishonim seem to have, not like Rav Avadya says, I'll be pashtus, that even if a yochid was mekabel tosefes Shabbos, that's our Rebbe Kivege quote from Pirkei Avot, but the Rishonim seem to speak like that. Even if a private person, the woman, ben shlich, when she was mekabel Shabbos, and then she realized she forgot to daven mincha, so we assume she's not permitted to daven mincha, even though it's another 25 minutes to go until the shkia. Not allowed to daven mincha, tefilas kol. So the Shaila is, Rebbe Kivege quotes from Pirkei Avot, so what should she do? So she daven Myra twice, and the second tefillah should be for Tashlumin. Maybe she should daven at the Kiddush of a mincha. Maybe she should say tefillas leil Shabbos, the Maka mincha. You're not allowed to daven tefillas chol the Shabbos, means for Matachayin and through Shanea tefillah. So daven a Shabbos, dig a tefillah for mincha, and you'll be yoytze. So Rabbi Kivege quotes a Psashayla about that, what should she do? But the Pashtas, they assume that's how the Rishonim seem to assume. That after a yochid is mekabel tosefes Shabbos, he's no longer permitted to daven tefillas chol. Not allowed to daven mincha anymore. So that's what the Rishonim had to practice, that they used to daven mincha in shul, and then they used to send their children home to tell their wives that they had already finished davening mincha, so the wife can ben shlif. Because if the wife had ben shlif earlier, then all the bnei bayis, all the members of the household, if you follow the Bahag, so it's a kabbalah tosefes Shabbos, bal koch on behalf of all the bnei bayis. So no one is allowed to daven mincha. So that was the practice. They used to daven mincha early, not late. But yes, the practice is that the women are mekabel tosefes Shabbos 20 minutes before, then the men are not mekabel any tosefes Shabbos at all. They go to shul and they daven mincha, they just make it before shkia by the skin of their teeth. Kulei havi ulai, maybe. Probably not. They often daven mincha after the shkia. But that's not right. That's what the poskim point out. So they have no kabbalah tosefes Shabbos. If you follow those poskim the whole, then right away after shkia starts bein hashmashim. So that's not the seven Shabbos. The seven Shabbos has to be before the Shabbos. If you all like the Rabbi in town, that's the 55 minutes after the sunset, it's Vada Yoim, and the Benash Moshe doesn't begin until after the 55 minutes are up, then you have, then the Mechaber Reis. You have any time in those 55 minutes, you can make Mechaber for seven Shabbos. But if you choshish for the Shita Sagro, and Koshken, if you follow the Shita Sagro, that the Benash Moshe begins right away after the Shkia, so then the Kabbalah for seven Shabbos has to be before. So that's what the postman already wrote in Europe, that it's not right to daven mincha so late on Friday. Adarabe, the men and the women, everybody should be mekabel tosefes Shabbos, you daven mincha earlier. And according to the Bahag, everybody, all the members of the family have to daven mincha before the balabasta, or before whoever is benching lift, is madlikas on theirs, because that's a kabbalah tosefes Shabbos, bal koch on behalf of all the bnei abayis. So that's what the Gemara, so the Bahag's opinion, we don't follow. This Shita Sabahag Bishleimusa, this we don't follow. That is Kabbalah for Seder Shabbos Bal Kocho. All the Bnei Abayis, they used to follow that. There was a period of time they used to follow. We don't follow that. But the Shulchan Aruch says we follow half of the Bahag. That the one who's Madlik, whoever happened to be Madlik, the Nair is this week, that is a Kabbalah for Seder Shabbos Bal Kocho. For that person, that we try to follow Lachatchila. And then if it's a very big Shasat Chag, then we allow the woman, or whoever is lighting the candles, we allow the person to ben shlich, and to make a t'nai, belayv, or bediba, or whatever it happens to be, that they're not mekabel tosefes Shabbos. But that's only b'shas hatchak. Shalei b'shas hatchak, we would not allow that. We would say that the one who lit the candles is really obligated to observe the shittas bahag, that it's a kabbalah tosefes Shabbos bal kocha at that point. So even though mi'ikar adin, we don't really hold like the bahag, v'harayah, that b'shas hatchak would make all, that even the isha hamadlak is b'yatzma, can be masna, can make a t'nai. But in one point the Bahag is right. The principle that he developed was not really his. That's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara in Erev Mem Mabe says that if on Erev Yom Kippur somebody recites Shachyonu during this month, that's Nitzvah and Kabbalah the Sefer Yom Kippur. If they're going to say Shachyonu in the morning, so that's Brachah L'Batolah, and there's no Tosefes. But if they're going to say Shachyonu late in the afternoon, and they want that Shachyonu to be Oileh for the Chayla Shachyonu, the Chayla Zbichah's Man, for Yom Kippurim, then you must be fairish. Then you're not allowed to eat anymore. Then it's Kabbalah, Tosefes, Yom Kippur, Bal Kocho Shalot. It means if you do a Maisa HaMitzvah of Yom Kippur, what's a Maisa HaMitzvah? Saying Shachyon. The Bahag was of the opinion, even Hadlokas Haneris is also a Maisa HaMitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So if you're Madlokas Haneris in advance of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, So that's also a Ma'is of Shabbos, Ma'is of Yontif, and that's also Kabbalah's Tosef Shabbos Balkorach of the Madlik, and since the Madlik is Madlik on behalf of all the B'nai Bayis, so it's a Ma'is of Shabbos on behalf of all the B'nai Bayis. So that much we don't follow. But L'chadchila v'choshish for the Bahag, that it's a Ma'is of Shabbos, it's a Ma'is of Mitzvah Shabbos for the Madlik, at least for the one who did the Ma'is, the others are Yotif with the Mitzvah. But they didn't actually do, the other B'nai Bayis are Yotif with the Mitzvah Sadlaka that the Isha does. But they didn't actually do the Ma'isa. The Ma'isa Shabbos was only done by the Father Buster. So L'chadchila v'chosh is for the Shitas of Bahag. Bahag got it from that Gemara and Erev and Daf Mem. The basis, the principle of the Shita says in the Gemara that when you say Shachyanu in advance, that's a Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos Bal Kocha. So the Gemara says that, okay, so you cannot say Shachyanu on Erev Yom Kippur ala yayin and then drink the wine, because once you say Shachyanu, you are Mekabal Yom Kippur already. So once you Mekabal Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to drink the wine. But let's say little children who are going to eat and drink on Yom Kippur anyway, they're not even Higiyah L'chinach at all, to try to train them 2 years before, 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, you're supposed to train them in fasting a whole year, a whole day, if they're healthy enough. And 2 years before, you're supposed to train them in fasting part of the day. And before that age, before 4 years before, you're not even supposed to train them at all. The Yerushalmi says we don't recommend it, you shouldn't train the child to fast at all. So let's say you get such a young child, so we'll say Shachyanu and Shul on Erev Yom Kippur, ala kos, ala yayin, and we'll give it to the child to drink, and we'll be yotzei the Shachyanu has been enhanced. So we'll be yotzei abrach ala kos, that we say Shachyanu ala yayin. So the Gemara says, no, the din is hamavar tzor sheyitam, so we'll give it to the child, and we'll be yotzei hamavar tzor sheyitam, and the Gemara says, we'll have a problem on our hands. The child may grow up later and remember that the rabbi and the chazan and the gabbain used to give him to drink from the wine of Shachyanu on Leil Yom Kippur, so he'll think that he can continue to do like that. And after his bar mitzvah, he'll continue to drink. He'll continue that practice. He'll move out of the community, so he won't have this rabbi anymore. He'll found a new shul. He'll get angry at the rabbi, found his own shul. Then he'll introduce his practice in the shul. He remembers as a child, the chief rabbi of the United States, he's whatever, chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, used to give him the wine on Erev Yom Kippur, so he won't understand that he was a cotton there, now he's a girl. He won't understand a slight difference. So the Gemara says, B'chayshesh, that he may continue to drink the wine even after Yom Kippur, which is an Easter, when you're not allowed. So that's the Gemara in Erev and Daphnam that the Rishonim quote here in Arvi Psochim. When the Gemara says that Hamavar Tzorch Sheyitam, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of reciting a bracha ala kos, a bracha ala yayin, when it says Hamavar Tzorch Sheyitam, it doesn't have to be taken seriously, the Mavar. The Mavar doesn't have to drink the wine, as long as some person drinks the wine. Someone has to be a Jewish person. If you give the wine to a goy to drink, the stomach, you're not yet. It has to be a Jewish person. But it can even be a cotton. You see the Pharisee from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. Even if you give it to a cotton 4 years before Yom Kippur, he's too young that the parents should even encourage him to fast part of the day. He's going to drink wine at the very beginning of the day. Still, you're in fulfillment of the takon of Hamavar Tzor Sheyitam. That's considered a bracha ala kos, a bracha ala yayin. So that's what Tosfos says. Since that's what we do all the time by Kiddush and Avdalah, one person says the kiddush, and then everybody's yotzei, even though only one person drinks. Either he drinks or somebody, well, one of the people drinks. So everybody's yotzei. So Tosfos is mistopic to say that maybe the same is true on Pesach night regarding the abrikosis. Maybe it's not necessary for every member of the household to have one. If you have it, it's very nice. That's like kiddush. When we recite kiddush, and when you say Birchas Hamazon al hakos, so you see from the Gemara, and you see from the Gemara by kiddush and Arvi Psochim, and you see from the Gemara Brachas by benching Mizuman ala kos, that was the practice, that not only would the Mevorach drink part of the wine, he would give part of the wine to the other people also to drink from the Kosher Brach. But that's not Likuvah. Likuvah, all you require is that Hamvorach Tzor Sheyitam, somebody or another, one of the people should drink some of the wine, has to drink a Malay Lugma. So true, our practice always is that everybody drinks wine by the Arba Kosis, but that's the same, everybody drinks the wine from Kiddush. Everybody drinks the wine by Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says in Brachas, everybody used to drink part of the wine from the Birchas Hamazon. In the days of the Bali Ataisis, it says in Brachas, their practice was by Havdalah also. When they said Havdalah, they used to give the wine to everybody. That's what Taisis says, you have to sit by Havdalah. And the Sefer Birchas Roish, on Gemara Brachas, he writes, what is Taisis talking about, that everybody has to sit by Havdalah, because he's might see everybody with the Burpee Agorfa, and they all want to drink. What do you mean they have to sit? But they're not drinking the wine, just to be out to the Havdalah. What do you have to sit to be out to Havdalah? So he says, no, obviously the meaning of the Balei HaTosfos was that just like by Kiddush and by benching, the Gemara says explicitly that the practice was he used to give wine to everybody to take a little sip, to be time for the Kosher Bracha, so to by Havdalah, that was the meaning of the Balei HaTosfos. So that's why they insisted that everybody should sit. If only our practice is that we don't do like that. We only give by Kiddush. By Abdullah, we don't give. So if you're not giving everybody else the drink, so the Pichas Rosh says that you don't gain anything in having everybody sit. What's the need to sit? Nothing is accomplished by that. So that's what the Taisus knew, that the practice always was by the Balei HaTaisus also. That everybody drank Arbekoises, not just the father of the household. But they missed something to say that maybe that's the same practice that we have by Kiddush and by Havdalah and by benching, that everybody drinks. But Mikra Din, it's not really necessary. So if you're dealing with an Oni and you're taking money from the Pushki, you're taking money from the Tamchui, the different Pushkas. A Tamchui means the Tzedakah box where we give people food who mamish don't have the bare minimum. Then we have other tzedakah funds. We're marrying off Yisaimro, we're marrying someone off, we're giving him an automobile. That's not, he doesn't get money for that in the Tamchui. He needs a suit. He can live without the suit. We're buying a pair of tefillin. That's not from the Tamchui. The Tamchui is only mamish that people have nothing to eat. So nonetheless, that's what the Rashi and the Rashbam quote. And nonetheless, you have to give him arba koses. The Tosafot says, maybe only give mamish the bare essentials, what's necessary. It's not, that's already a luxury, that all the Bnei Bayis are drinking wine. If you have a different pushka, you have a different stock of fund, you can give more money, that all the Bnei Bayis should have a sip of wine by the arba koses. But maybe if you're giving the oni from the Tamchui, maybe only give them the bare essentials, that without that they can't pull through, namely, only enough wine for one person to drink arba koses, because it's the same as Kiddush and Avdovah, and so on. That's what Taisus is mistopic to say. That's what Taisus says later. The Gemara says, Hamavar Tar Shiyitam. If you say Kiddush HaHavdala, Halakos, that's only called, let's say I'll say Kiddush Halakos and I won't drink the wine. I'll say Havdala Halakos and I won't drink the wine. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you're not Yotze. It's the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch also, that you're not Yotze. That Hamavar Tar Shiyitam is Likuva. And then the Gemara says, Vekama, on how much do you have to drink? So the Gemara says, Amaloy Lugmav. So Taisus comments on that Gemara that says you have to drink Amaloy Lugmav, that the same applies to other cases. That on Pesach night, if you don't drink Amaloy Lugmav, then you wouldn't be Yotze the mitzvah of Arba Koses. Why? This is, so that's what the Maharal Miprag and Avraham Masalavetchik have in the Sefer, that this is Taisus Lishitosam, because Taisus understood that on Leil Pesach there is no mitzvah to drink Arba Koses. It's a mitzvah to say four brachas ala kos. You have to say Kiddush ala yayin, you have to say Asher Geolanu ala yayin, you have to recite Birchas Hamozen ala yayin, you have to recite Birchas Hashir ala yayin, four brachas ala kos. Look, if one person drinks the wine, it's enough. Everybody's yaitze. Lechatchila la mahadrim and a mahadrim. Everybody has a sip of wine by the Kiddush and by the Birchas Hamozen. Fine. By the Chasana also. Our meaning is we give the Chasana, we give the Kalam, Ikarat, then you don't have to give either. You can give it to a child. That's what there was such a minig in Europe. That's what in the days of the Rambam there was such a practice. They didn't give the chasen kal at all. They gave a child to drink the wine. Just like the Gemara says there in Erevin. You say a bracha lakos and you give it to a child to drink. So the chasen kal don't want to get drunk. They want to have a good time at their wedding. They're going to drink the wine, they're going to get shikken. So then, rather than bother them, so we give it to a child who'll go to sleep. He'll have some wine. He'll drink the whole cup of wine, he'll go to sleep. So we have a minig that we give it to the chasen kalah, but mikra din, it's not really necessary as long as somebody drinks the wine. So that's what Taisus says, that since they understand the shitasim, since they understand that the whole nature of the mitzvah of arba koses is really four brachas alakos, that's it, four brachas alakos, and the whole idea of drinking it is because of the din of hamavar tzor shiitam. So just like the Gemara says that for the purpose of hamavar tzor shiitam is sufficient with the maloi lugma, so too for the arba koses it would be sufficient with shtiyas maloi lugma. And that's what the Ramah says, that's how Radovalik writes. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach that if a person doesn't have any wine, a person is sick or whatever, he has a condition, they're not allowed to drink wine. So then they can fulfill the mitzvah of arba koses by having chamar medina. Where did he get such an idea from? Because the Gemara says that Havdalah has to be recited ala kos. And if yayin is not matzui, if wine is just not available, if wine is available, like in America, everybody has wine, so say havdalah layak. But if the wine is simply not available, it's just too expensive. That's why Moshe writes the whole tshuva about chamar medina. Someone asks him the details of chamar medina. So Moshe Feinstein writes all the halachas, what he thinks the dinim are. And then at the end he writes, but I wonder what part of the globe do you live on? What continent do you live on? Why wine is not matzui etzlecha? Go to the next aveva. He has some wine. What's the problem? The only time you're allowed to say Avdolah in Hamar Medina is if yayin is so much b'yoyker that you simply can't afford it. Pashadena b'nimtza. You don't have any wine, but if the yayin is nimtza, here in America, wine is, everybody has wine. Watch out. You ran out of wine. You go to the next one, but someone else has some wine. But then he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to use Hamar Medina for Avdolah. So the Gemara says that if you don't have wine, you can use Chama Medina. So that's what the Rama says, that if you don't have wine, or you're not allowed to drink wine because you have some kind of a health condition, so then you can use Chama Medina for the Abacus. But this is all Taisus Lushita. This is the way Taisus understood the Gemara, that there's only the only Indian in drinking the Abacus is that it's really a four brachas ala kos, the Kiddush ala yayin, Asher Gyalon ala yayin, etc. And all you have to drink is the Maloy Lukma, and then the Melech Chama Medina fits in. Mashenikin, he says, the Rif and the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. They had the gears in the Gemara that there are two different mitzvahs. That's how we read the Gemara yesterday. The two Gemaras today. One Gemara was on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin on the day. But the Gemara says, can we prove from the Mishnah? The Mishnah requires that you should say Birchas Hamazon al Hayayin. So that shows that that's the psak all year long, that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon al Hayayin. Like we say, Kiddush al HaKos, al Gol al HaKos. So that's Takad Adin. Most of the time you bench without a kos. Rare that we bench with a kos. Shmamina Birchas Hamazon, Tuna Kos, that whenever you bench, you have to have a kos. A person makes a seder all by himself, no one else there. And he still has to say the third kos of Yayin is the kos Birchas Hamazon. You see Birchas Hamazon, Tuna Kos, even the Yachid. Even the person is benching all by himself. So the Gemara says, no. The Rambam and the Rifri, the Gemara, they're two distinct takonas of Rabban. There's one halachim in the Rabbanon that you have to drink abacosis. That's for the mitzvah of Cheres. Then there's another din the Rabbanon that you should recite certain brachas alakos on Pesach night. So even if you hold the Birchas Hamazon ain't to a kos, that you don't require a kos, but everybody's masking, that if you say the benching ala kos, you will enhance the bracha. Let's say shachyana. Shachyana doesn't need a kos. The din of shachyana on rafila bashuk, even while you're walking in the street. But if you do say the shachyana to recite it to shash kiddush, then the bracha of shachyana is enhanced. As more hashivis because it's nitfas in the bracha ala kos. Let's say a person wakes up in the morning and he says the bracha. He's going to decide to be mahadat to say it ala yayin. Nothing, because you're not allowed to drink wine before davening. Take a different case. He finished already davening. He goes to the bathroom. He wants to say Asher Yotza. He wants to be Maha. Make a hashivis that Asher Yotza is going to say Ala Yayin. He's allowed to drink. After he finished davening, he's allowed to drink. So does it add a hashivis that he's going to say Asher Yotza Ala Yayin? Chreitz, another bracha later on in the day, Chreitz, any other bracha is going to say bracha Ala Yayin. No, it doesn't enhance the bracha. There are only certain brachas that the Chachamim required should be recited Ala Yayin, Kiddush Abdullah and so on. Then there are certain brachas where the Chachamim said, if you'll say it alayan, it'll be nitfas, it'll be chal. You don't need it like Shachyanu. It doesn't require alayan, Shachyanu and Yamim Tevim. It doesn't require alayan, but if you say the Fikidish and you recite the Shachyanu alayan, then it's a more chashav bracha. See here also, Birchas Hamazon is a machlokes hatanoi, whether tuna kos or ain't a tuna kos. It's on kufayim at base, the machlokes. But even if you hold that ain't a tuna kos, everybody agrees that it's nitfas in a kos. If you say, because Hamazon ala yain, it will enhance the chashivas of the bracha. So that's what the Gemara says. On Pesach night, being kovah kodeh made a takana, then you have to drink abakosis as a demonstration of cheres. B'chol davador chayavam laharis atzmo kilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. And you have to bench after the meal anyway. So if you have four kosis anyway, you're going to bench anyway. So you may as well enhance the chashivas of the Birchas Hamazon by reciting it ala yain. Kochad v'chad never be mitzvah. You may as well recite it ala yain. That's how the Gemara says. And that's how that's what the Rambam and the Rif understood that Gemara, that these are two distinct kiyumim. There's one being that the Chachamim made a takana, you have to drink abakosis. Then he made another takana that you have to recite four brachas ala yayin. This is how the Rambam and the Rif had the gears in the Gemara, where the Gemara makes a distinction between Shoshan Chai and Shoshan Avasachas. Gemara says, what if a person says Kiddush on Leil Pesach? And after the Kiddush, he drinks another three cups of wine. Without reciting a Shev Yalonon, Birchas Hamazon, and Birchas Hashiv, just after Kiddush. He's not allowed to drink before Kiddush. He says Kiddush. Then he fills up another three cups and drinks number two, number three, number four. All four. So the Gemara says, is Yotzei part of the mitzvah, but it's not Yotzei fully. And then the Gemara says, and what if he makes Arba Kaisis? He uses Yain Chai. Because Yain Chai means it wasn't yet Mozuk. And the Yain, the Zman HaTanoim, the Zman HaGemara, the Yain that was not Mozuk didn't taste so good. It was too sharp. It wasn't a shtiya reva. It was not a pleasant tasting yain. At kidei kach that there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Brachos. What do you say, Bar Pi Agvafin? Or not? Yayin, Amashkin, Ayetim, and Azesim, and Adosh, Madinim, Kipri. So the Olam, the Bracha, and all other juices, the Bracha Shahakal, except for Yayin and Shemin Zayt, the Bracha should have been very pre-hoit. Except that on Yayin, since it has such a special Hashivah, so the Chachamim are Misakin, a unique Bracha, a very special Bracha that you say, very pre-hoit. But Bamedvam Amurim, one time a host, Bamedvam Amurim, if the Yayin was Mazuk, but if the Yayin is not Mazuk, so it doesn't taste so good. It's not such a pleasant flavor then. So one time holds, it doesn't have that added kashiva, so you only say what the bracha should have been if not for that takana dainu. Bari prihoitz. So we don't pass like that. Tana, we pass even on yayin chai. You do say bari prihagof. But now the question is, what about on leil pesach? If you're going to use yayin chai for the arbikaisis, would you be yoytze or not? So the Gemara says, you're partially yoytze, but you're not fully yoytze. What exactly does that mean? That you're partially yoytze, not fully yoytze. So the Rashbam in Tosfos had and Gantan had different gears in the Gemara, but the Rambam and the Rif had the gears not the way we have. Where's that Gemara? Where Kuf Chesam Beis? The Rambam and the Rif, starting from the third line of Kuf Chesam Beis, the Rambam and the Rif had a different gears not the way we have. What's the din of Shosan Chai and Shosan of Atzachas? Shosan cha yotza, omar rabbi, yidei yayin yotza, yidei cherus lo yotza. Shosan vasachas, yidei yayin yotza, yidei abikosis lo yotza. So the Rambam and the Rif had a different girsa, not the way we have. So they have the two phrases are the same in both members, shosan cha, shosan vasachas, but they're opposites. In one case, yotza yidei cherus, but you're not yotza yidei abikosis. In the other case, yotza yidei abikosis, you're not yotza yidei cherus. What does it mean? Because these are the two mitzvahs that were that the Gemara was alluding to, that we quoted before from Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The one is the mitzvah of the Chol Devar Dorach Haibaram Naharis Asatzma Kiluhu Yotzim Mitzrayim, a mitzvah to drink abikosis, and then there's even to drink together, and then there's another mitzvah to recite four brachas alakos. So a brach alakos is good as long as it's yayin. It's a brach alakos, and even if it's chamar medin, if you don't have yayin, it would also be good. So a brach alakos is good even if it's chai and it doesn't taste good at all. Still, it's a brach alakos. But you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of arbikosis, because the mitzvah, you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of cheirus, because the mitzvah of cheirus means b'chol dover d'archai v'alam l'haris esatz mekilu hi yotze in Mitzrayim. You have to show derech cheirus that people don't enjoy drinking, you're going to be choking on it. People don't enjoy drinking yayin chai, you have to have dafke yayin mazu. So in the case of the yayin chai, since we paskin that it is bar piagof, and so does have the chashivah, so you would be yotze the brachas al akos, the takana of reciting the four brachas al akos, but you would not be yotze the takana of drinking abikosis. So the Rambam says, why? Because it has to be a shtir areva. It has to be a pleasant tasting drink. And if it's the reverse, if it's shosam of asachas, he drinks all the four kosis from the beginning of the meal, and he didn't bother to say, asher gyalanu al hayayin, bechas hamazon al hayayin, bechas hashir al hayayin. He drank all the four cups and he doesn't have any more wine. So then the Rambam and the Rif had to give us a nigmara that yidei cheiris yotze, yidei abikosis lo yotze. He wasn't yotze the mitzvah four brachas al akos, because he didn't say all the four brachas al akos. But the mitzvah of chol dover d'archai v'alam l'haris esatz kikilu yotzim Mitzrayim, and to drink that because is that he was yotzim. That's how the Rif and the Rambam had the girsas. According to the Rif and the Rambam, that's what Rav Elbala points out, and that's what the Maran Prag writes on his own like that, without the Rif and the Rambam. He says he wants to disagree with this thesis. In his Chidushim on Daf Tzadik Tesis and Beis, the Maran Prag disagrees with thesis. He says, Tosfos wanted to say that it's the same as Kiddush and Avdolah, that one person drinks and everybody's yotze. And the Shitosan, Tosfos writes later that it's enough if you drink a Malay Lugma for each one of the abikosis. You don't eat a Rav Kais. Most of the Malay Lugma is sufficient for the din of Hamavar Tzal Shiyitam. So the Marami Prak says, like Rav Elbalah, that one doesn't necessarily have to agree with that Tosfos. If you hold, like they're developing the idea that there are two distinct takonas over here. The one takona is to recite four brachas al akos, the other takona to drink four kaisis. So according to the requirement, if it's only the takona to say brach al akos, all the bnei bais will be yotze. They all say the arbi kaisis al hayayin. But if they made another takona that everybody has to drink arbi kaisis to demonstrate that we're bnei cherin, so how are you yotze with my drinking? You have your own obligation to show cheris, and he has his own obligation. Each one of the bnei bais has to drink their own abikosis, and when you drink the kais, mikradin, we should really require you should drink kala kais. Now we can be makel if you'll drink a rife kais based on the principle that ruba kukula, but to say that it's sufficient with the malo lugma, that's not shakin. The lugma is only good when there is no mitzvah shtiyah. It's just a din of bracha lakos, but it's only called bracha lakos if you do hamavar to shiitam. You have to do a teima, so it's only called a teima, it's only considered a teima if you tie him aloy lugma. But over here by the abikosis, that's not enough. It's not just a bracha lakos, it's a mitzvah shtiyas yayin. You have to drink the entire kos. So the chatchili should really drink kol hakos, and the yevid we would be makel. That rov kos would be good, but lachatchila taka kol hakos. How do you know lachatchila kol hakos? That's a gemara in Chulin, the beginning of the second parak. Those who learned here a day will certainly remember in Hilchos Shechita that the din is that you're supposed to shecht on a bein, you're supposed to shecht the kona and the veishin, and in off it's sufficient if you shecht either the kona or the veishin. So the gemara says lachatchila the proper thing is to shecht kuloi kol hakona kol haveishin. And the Yevid will allow for Ruba Kukula. So you see from the Gemara that whenever you perform, and there there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis on that Gemara, whether that Lachatchila of Shecht and Kol HaKon and Kol HaVeshit is that a Din Lachatchila Derais, or is that just a Din Lachatchila Derabbanan? What's the issue involved, whether it's Lachatchila Derais or Lachatchila Derabbanan? So the Lev Aryeh on Chulin, the Lev Aryeh is a classic on Chulin that everybody used to use years ago. People today never heard of it, but he was the Rav in Brod when the Beis Ephraim was a balabos. The one who wrote the Shalashu was Beis Ephraim, was a balabos, a businessman. He was a wealthy businessman. So he lived in Brod at the time that this author of the Sefer, the Lev Aryeh, was the Rav in Brod. So he has a Sefer Achu, Chidushim on the Mesifta. So he says that the only reason why Tesis says that this Lachatchil is only the Rabbanon of Shechting, the Rav Khan and the Rav Veshet, and Lachatchil you need Kol HaKon and Kol HaVeshet, is because it's not a mitzvah. It's only a matir. Shechita is not a mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense on the level of the Raisa to speak about Al-Hatchil and Bidiyavid if the thing is only a matir. And mitzvah is shach to speak about Al-Hatchil and Bidiyavid on the level of the Raisa. Al-Hatchil means it's a mitzvah b'shlimus if you do X, Y, Z. And if you only did X, Y, and you didn't do Z, so you get to Bidiyavid and the mitzvah shalom b'shlimus. But if Shechita is not a mitzvah at all, it's only a matir, so then it doesn't make sense to say Al-Hatchil on the level of the Raisa. But that the idea is correct on the level of the Raisa if you were to have a mitzvah, where the mitzvah would require that you should do a certain unit, and then you're going to say Ruba Kukulai on a mitzvah, that's only going to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the Yevet, Lachatchila we would require Kulai. So here we have a mitzvah to drink Abakosis, so Lachatchila you have to drink Kolakos. You can't say it's a Lachatchila deraisa, the whole din of Abakosis is only the Rabbah. But the idea that you don't rely on Ruba Kukulai, Lachatchila, appears in the Gemara. That's the Gemara, the beginning of the second character. It's not just a Gzeira Lachatchila by Shechita. Not just a local there, he may make an avail if he's not going to shecht enough. No, it's a din called a tarkula, that whenever you require kulai, lechatchila you shouldn't rely on ruach kula. You should insist dafkan kula. So that's what it says in the Akhrenim on Shulchan Aruch, that lechatchila the proper thing is to drink out completely each one of the kosos, not to rely on ruach kula. But yeah, but if the person only drank ruach kula, that would be acceptable also. But to drink a maloy rubmav, that would not be acceptable. Only Tosfos says that maloy rubmav is good. She tells him that there is no mitzvah shtiyas abikos. Not a mitzvah shtiyas, just a mitzvah for brachas alakos. So in every bracha alakos, Halacha says that a shtiyas maloy rubmav would be sufficient. And then Avavla adds on that the Ramah who said that you can shasat chak, one can fulfill the abikos on a chamar medina. Why is it only b'shas atchak? What's wrong mi'ikar adin? So he says, no, mi'ikar adin, you shouldn't do that. Because according to the Rambam and the Rivs, Giris and the Gemara, that there are two mitzvahs. Not only is there a mitzvah bracha lakos, there's also a mitzvah shtiyas abikosis. So shtiyas abikosis requires dafki yayin. A bracha lakos, that you have a makom in the Gemara, that chamar medina is good. By havdolah. By havdolah, there's no mitzvah shtiyas. The mitzvah is havdolah, a bracha lakos. But the din is hamarach tzor shiyitim, so merely you have to drink a little bit. So since it's only a bracha lakos, so then we allow chamar medina. But for abikosis, where it's a mitzvah shtiyah, they made it a kind of shtiyah, so then one can argue the point and say, no, the Mishnah says abikosis shal yayin, that you need dafke yayin. Shalut, let's say somebody asked me last night, his wife has some kind of a condition, she's not allowed to drink wine or grape juice. So what should she do? So the other you can recommend that she can drink chamar medina, but the husband is going to say the whole haggadah anyway ala yayin. So the woman is not going to gain anything. That's where Avelvela and Rabbi Soloveitchik worked out together. During the period of the First World War, Avelvela Soloveitchik was single, so he ran away from Brisk and he ran to the community where Rabbi Soloveitchik was already married and had children. He ran away to that community for a few years. So that was one of the shadows that came up, that Pesach, the Pesach, it was physically impossible to have enough wine for everybody in the community. to have arbikoshim. So they had no breira, so they had enough wine for each household to have arbikoshim. So the shaila was, would you gain anything by having the other members of the household drink chamar medina for each one of the arbikoshim? But that's what they both thought, that nothing would be accomplished, nothing would be added. Since if you're relying on Tesis Hashad, we recommend that everybody, even if it's difficult, we would recommend that everybody should have the arbikoshes of what? Because according to the Rif and the Rambam and Avdalvala and the Maal Miprag, you're not yotze by just listening to the balabais. But if not, everybody's going to have wine anyway. What are they going to have? They're just going to have chamar medina. So what are they gaining by having chamar medina? The balabais is saying the arbikoshes alayayin, the four brachas alayayin. He's might see them. So mikaradin, they don't even have to have this. Liyes asek. If it's too expensive, it's a dasa. They don't even have to have a cup of chamar medina to drink along either. Yeah. No, for the first kiddush it doesn't help, right? Kiddush is an exception to the rule, right? Because kiddush has an additional feature to it that requires a special din that kiddush has to be b'makom mesudar, even on Pesach night. A lot of people forget. Usually we require kiddush b'makom mesudar. So let's say a person is going to say kiddush, then he's going to dab myra. He didn't say krishma yet. He davened in shul by the early minyan on Friday night. He comes home and he says kiddush, and then he wants to say krishma before he goes to wash. So the Magen Avraham says it's okay, and the poskim all disagree with the Magen Avraham. What are you talking about? That's sachta halacha. You need kiddush b'makom mesudar. You're not permitted to be mafsik. There are other people that say kiddush and then they get into a whole conversation, a 10-minute conversation before they get to wash until it's yadayim, to say hamayit. So that's not proper. The thing is, you should go directly from the kiddush to eat the suda. That's the thing. That en kiddush alav makom suda. You have to have the suda immediately. So the Rishonim seem to understand that the kiddush has to be dafka alayayin. Many posts more kiddush has to be dafka alayayin, not a chamar medina. Why? Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So why are we machmir that kiddush has to be dafka alayayin on Friday night? Because the purpose of the kiddush is also not only for the purpose of reciting a bracha al makor, so that chamar medina would be acceptable, but it's also for the purpose of being kaver the suda l'shem suda shabbos. So haray that you insist on kiddush b'makom suda. So the only two things that are called kriya suda are pas and yayin. That's why you make all by kiddush. Avdolah, you can't say ala pas. But let's say somebody gets married, you can't afford wine. You can't say b'chaseiris and ala pas, or b'chasisu and ala pas. Why? It's a bracha l'akos. So how come Friday night you need a bracha l'akos? So how come if you don't have wine, how can you say kiddush ala pas? What's that all about? The Taka, the Rabbein, and Tam and Taisus disagrees. And Perikav himself says there is no such thing as saying kiddush ala pas. He doesn't accept that. But the other Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch paskin against the Rabbein and Tam, that if you don't have wine, then we would allow you to recite kiddush ala pas. In Europe, for many, many years, that was the common practice. They simply couldn't afford wine. It was much too expensive. So the Chofetz Chaim always said kiddush ala pas. Everybody wonders, how come the Chofetz Chaim's bech is so small? Maybe he never used it for kiddush. Maybe he just used it for schnapps. Because he always used to say kiddush ala pas. Maybe when he had a taka once in a yovel, when he said kiddush ala yayin, maybe he used a different cup. Maybe he didn't use the back. I don't know. Yeah, so that's why kiddush is different. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumah. That's why kiddush has a lot of different things. That chamar medina is not acceptable, and pas is acceptable. How come it's so different from all the other brachas halakos? Every bracha halakos, chamar medina is acceptable, is okay, and pas is no good. And kiddush, everything is fakir. So the answer is, that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. The answer is because kiddush requires kiddush b'makom mesudar, so the purpose of the kiddush, in addition to serving as a bracha halakos, has to be for the purpose of being kaved to the suda l'shem suda shabbos. And the only two things that are good to be considered a kriya suda, that you have hasei, but one can be mighty all the others, that's called the kriya suda, pas and yayin, that's the gemara in brachas. That's why kiddush has a kula and has a chumra. Has a kula, you allow pas, and has a chumra that you don't allow chamar medina, because of this added feature. The Rabbi Natan is masking with everything, but itayin is yes for the purpose of kriya suda, but it also has to be a bracha l'kos. So how is pas a kos? Ala lechem, ala pas is not called a kos. In addition to being a bracha ala kos, you also require that it should be a kriya suda. So you understand why I throw out pas and why I throw out chamar medina. I understand why pas is no good, it's not a bracha lakot. Chamamadin is no good because you need kviya tuda. So the only thing that's kviya tuda is the yayin. Yeah, these are the three nachkeminis in the machloikis between the Rambam and the Riyak against the Bali Ataisis. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Arbikos? The Bali Ataisis understood that it's only four brachas ala yayin, four brachas ala kos. So therefore, it's not really mikradin, it's not really necessary to have each and every individual person drink the Arbikos. One person can be mighty everybody. It's not necessary to drink kol akos at all. Maloy lugma is sufficient. And even Chamar Medina, the Rama says, even Chamar Medina will be acceptable. If yayin is not matsuri, or if you have a condition, you're not allowed to drink wine, so the Rama writes, Chamar Medina will be acceptable. But, that's what Adolvola points out, but if you all like the Rif and the Rambam, everything is just not so. That's the machloikis. What's the nature of the din of Arbikos? There's a famous machloikis that the Adolvola pointed out, the machloikis between the Rambam and Taisvis regarding Haseba. What is a seba all about? The Gemara says when you eat the matzah, you have to have a seba. When you drink two out of the abikosis, you have to have a seba. The Gemara just has a machlekes, which two of the abikosis requires a seba? The first two or the second two? So the Gemara has two lashonim. You can say this way, you can say that way. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that since the machlekes, which two require a seba, so therefore we require that you should do a seba on all four cases. That's where the Ran has the famous piece. The whole din of a seba is only with the Rabbanon. But why don't you say seba with the Rabbanon the Kula? Why do you go to Chumrah to require the seba on all four cases? You should say, here's the Gemara, Kuf Chesem Rala. Amri Lala Haigisav, Amri Lala Haigisav. One version has it only the first two cases need a seba, the other version has it only the second two cases need a seba. The Gemara says that since we don't know what the din is, so we require a seder for both. So that's the Ran Kash. One should say, "Seker the Rabbanon lekulam." So the Ran has two answers on that. It's a very crucial Ran. The Ran has two answers on this question. One answer is you only say "Seker the Rabbanon lekulam" when there's a tzorech. What's so difficult about drinking all four kaisers there? Say this is such an easy thing. You have to drink the other kaisers anyway. It's such a difference. They drink like this. They drink like this. But since it's so easy to be machmeh, then the proper thing is to say, Seker the Rabbanon lechumer, because it doesn't require so much exertion of effort or energy. That's one answer that he gives. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes La Halacha. A person is mesupik if he said halal or not on Mishchedish. Halal Mishchedish is not their raisa, for sure not. It's Shaila where the Gemara says it's only a minig. So if a person is mesupik, he said halal, so the din is that sveka the rabbana lekulna. So if meaning you have a right to go lekulna. Well, let's say he knows that he didn't say halal, and it's ben hashmashis already, of sof hayom. Ben hashmashis of sof hayom. So you can only recite halal by yom. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of halal by laila. That's the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah lists off all of the dvarim shemitzvahsim by yom. And one of them is halal, so the pasuk says, mizach shem shad mevoyoi, mehul al shem hashem. Means you have to, the Pashuk Shat, the Pashuk is from east to west, people of the world are all saying halal. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, from sunrise to sunset, we're saying halal. But we don't say halal by laila. And Mizrach Shemesh Adnoi means from sunrise to sunset. That halal can only be recited by yom. So what if the person knows that he didn't say halal, and it's already Bein Hashmashes of Sof Hayom? Is he obligated to recite the halal because it's a suffix if he'll even be yotzei? So should. He's not going to say halal with a bracha, but Oshayla, should he have to say halal without a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says yes, and he quotes this Ram. He says, since it's not such a big deal, how long is it going to take you to say the whole halal? 5 minutes. So he says, it's not proper to say seker the Rabbanon lekulah on a dover she'ein bo kol kach tircha. That's already an extension of the Ram. The Ram is talking on guys drinking the abikosis anyway, so the whole difference is, but he leans on the side, doesn't lean on the side, it's a big deal, so he leans on the side. It's not such a major effort. Not such a great difficulty to drink the yayin behesed. The Mishnah Berurah is talking spending another 5 minutes to say how. So he says it's also not such a great tircha. So you should say sveka de rabban lechumre whenever there's no great tircha. That's one opinion. That's one answer that the Ran gives.
Why in general does he study about the sukkah? Every brother should say
five minutes tircha. Instead of what again? Some because there's an isser of brachal about tola and matishim shemaim about tola.
So
no, you say without a bracha. Yeah, that's a suffix bracha lekola, lekula. Yeah, but you just say the halal without a bracha. If he's mistupik, if he was yaitzi, or he knows for sure he didn't say halal, and it's been ashmash, so he's mistupik if he will be yaitzi by saying halal. Yeah. I don't know, somebody said as far that the only time you say sveka de araisa lechumre, they quote in the name of the Beis HaLevi. The only time you say sveka de araisa lechumre is if you have a suffix, if you were yaitzi the mitzvah, and now you're going to do it, now for sure you will be yaitzi. But if I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, and I can do this, which may or may not gain the mitzvah for me. It may be that even after I do this, I also won't be able to the mitzvah. They say that the Beis HaLevi said in such case, you don't say sveka deraisa lechumra. They said about the tchelas, when the Radin HaRevi came out with the tchelas, so they weren't sure whether he was right or wrong. It turned out later that everybody assumed that he was wrong. They generally assumed that he's wrong. So they said they weren't right, they weren't sure whether he's right or he's wrong. So maybe he's right. So mitam sofik sveka the rice of the chumah, maybe he's right to put on the tchelas. They say that the Beis HaLevi said that it doesn't apply here. What do you want to say sveka the rice of the chumah? Even after you have this radina tchelas, it may still not be yotzei anything. So you don't say in such a case sveka the rice of the chumah. I don't understand why it should be so. Whether maybe the Beis, I don't know. Maybe the Beis HaLevi said it. I don't understand why, but the Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah says the fair is not so. He says if the person for sure didn't recite halal yet. And now it's Ben Ashmashis al Sofa Yom. So maybe Ben Ashmashis is Yom, maybe Ben Ashmashis is Laila. So should he recite the halal or not? So if he's dealing with a halal deraisa, it's a speaker deraisa of the chumah. So he recites the halal without a bracha. But if the halal to begin with was only the rabban, there was only a minig, so why not say speaker deraisa the kula? So he says, no. Since it's a double shame of kol kach tircha, how long is it going to take you to say the whole halal? 5-10 minutes? So here you should say speaker deraisa the chumra. So you see the fairish, even though you're mesupik, if by doing what you're doing you'll have any kima mitzvah not. It may be that Ben Ashmashis is Laila and you're not fulfilling anything. It's not nice to say tilum, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of halal. You have other things in Gemara that you have other parts of Torah that you're interested in learning. You're interested in learning tilum now. So he still assumes like that, that you still say, I don't understand why anyone should say such a svar v'chalash, that sveka deraisa lechumra, sveka derabona lechumra, hecha deleka tircha, should only apply when after doing it you can sit with confidence and know that you have fulfilled your obligation. But if even after doing it you're still not sure if you fulfilled it, just a chance that maybe you'll fulfill it, then it doesn't apply. Why not? Why shouldn't that also be sveka deraisa lechumra? Mishnah Berurah even says about sveka derabona lechumra. The question about sveka deraisa lechumra. Anyway, that's one answer that the Ran gives. Idi v'idi bo esebe, because it's a davar shem atircha kol kach. Then the Ran gives another answer. Then the Ran gives another answer on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. When do you say Sveka de Rabbanon Lekule? I have a topic whether something is also a mutter in the Rabbanon, so I say I have a right to assume that it's mutter. But over here I know for sure that two cases require Hasbeit. I'm just not sure which of the two cases. So can I pick out in advance and say I'm going to do a seiba on the second two and not on the first two? No? Maybe the first two are the correct ones. Can I pick out in advance? No, only do a seiba on the first two, not on the second two. No, how do you know which one for you to say this? With the super, which is the correct lashon. So you cannot pick out arbitrarily and say only these two. What are you going to say? That neither of the cases, none of the cases need a seiba. That's for sure you're mabatla takana drabon. Two out of the cases need a seiba. So since two out of the cases need a statement, you have no right to pick arbitrarily, so we mainly have to go l'chum rabot. In Yeridaya, that's the last simon. In Chelek Aleph Yeridaya, simon Kuf Yud Aleph is the simon about Shtei Kederes. You have two parts of kosher food. And the Nisa the Rabbanan fell into either one or the other, and whichever one it fell into is going to become treif, but you don't know which one it fell into. So let's say one of them is $1,000. One of them is worth $1,000. One of them is worth $5. So you have no right to say only the $5 part of food became treif and the $1,000 worth of food did not become treif. There's a reason why you want to save $1,000 rather than save the $5. But al-pidin, you have no right to choose one over the other. They're both included in the suffix. You have no guidelines over here. And you can't say that they're both mutas. You have no choice. You have to say that they're both also. If you have shtei kederes, one is treif and one is kosher. Have two parts of food, one is treif, one is kosher. And a treif of food fell into one of the two parts. So then the Gemara distinguishes. If it's an issa deraisa that fell in, you have to say something deraisa l'chumah. So you have to ask for the kosher part. Maybe the treif of food fell into the kosher part. But if it's an issa derabanan that fell into one of two parts, so then I say, tell them the sakal kolav in the kukul. If it's a din derabanan, you have the right to assume that the treif of food fell into the treif of part. Or let's say you have two kosher pots. One pot has shishim and one pot does not have shishim. But the Yisra fell into one pot, it was nizbatel b'shishim. The Yisra fell into the other pot, it was lo nizbatel b'shishim. So what's the din? So again, if it's an Yisra deraisa, so the pot that doesn't have shishim, you have to ask for mitam sofik. The pot that has shishim is mutter. Even if the treifas fell, then it was batel b'shishim. The pot that doesn't have shishim, so mitsofik, you have to ask it. If it's an Yisra derabbanan to begin with, but then you say, you have the right to be toiler, say it fell into the pot where it became mutter, fell into the pot that had the shishim, and it didn't fall into the pot that wouldn't have had the shishim. But if both pots are the same, both pots do not have shishim. And if it is the rabbah that fell in, so you cannot pick up the treble, this one is kosher, this one is straight. And you cannot say that they're both kosher, that for sure is wrong, the sachatai that is straight. You have no choice, you have to ask the both. So that's what they run, that's the run second answer over here. That's the run second answer over here. That's what the Beis HaLevi has a whole discussion about Shnas HaShmita. 100 years ago, when the colonists started, the Jews started moving to Eretz Yisrael, so they had a big problem with the Shnas HaShmita. If they observed the laws of Shmita, they would go broke. They wouldn't have any parnassus. So some Chacham suggested an idea, but since we're not so sure which is the Shnas HaShmita, whether this year, next year, or last year, because there are different opinions in the Rishon, which is the Shnas HaShmita. In fact, the Gaon Lagoyim holds Halacha, last year was Shmita, this year is Matzoi Shlita. The Bir Agro, and Chosh Mishpat writes like that. They were all a year off. But every year that we think is Shmita, it's really Matzoi Shmita. And the other opinion is that he holds Faket, that next year, this is Era Shmita, next year is Shmita. And Avodah Zarah, that's Yud. There are three opinions there in the Rishon. So one of the Chachamim in Europe wrote that since it's a Safek, whether it's this year, next year, or last year, and the whole Din of Shmita with Manazah is only the Rabbanah to begin with. Ruba of the Pasen holds only the Rabbanah. So you have a right to say Sveika the Rabbanah Lekulo, so you can do Avodah Sakarata all 3 years. So the Beis HaLevi says, what are you talking about? Adirabe, according to this Ran, according to the Din of Shteik Deris in Yeridaya, you have to answer all 3 years if you really hold that it's a Sufik. You better not hold it's a Sufik. It's in our best interest to say it's not a Sufik, it's a Vadai. That this is the Shnas HaShmita. If we're going to be concerned about the suffering, maybe last year, maybe next year, we have to answer Avodah Zakah for all 3 years. Because it'll be a Taita Disasri. And you can't say, Sveika the Rabban Lekulda by a Taita Disasri.
Why should you
say, that's what the Beis HaLevi discussed. Once you're ready, so misafik, you say you have to drink all four kaisers to Hesefer. So then you start from the beginning. So you drink the first and the second to Hesefer. So then, after you've already done that, so why can't you say, well, now I've already had two to Hesefer. Why can't I say the first two that I had to Hesefer? I was yet here ready. Why do you have to continue till the end of the Haggadah with your original psak, but the Shiloh changed in the middle? If the Shiloh changed, so you have a right to change your psak. The Shiloh changed because you already drank two kaisers to Hesefer. Before you begin Kiddush, so I want to know in advance, when do I have to do essay? So I say, what? Should I say these two? Those two? You can't say neither. You can't say none. You can't pick out arbitrarily. So you got to say all four. So before you start Kiddush, before I start to drink the wine of the Kiddush, I pass him, you got to drink all four of the essay. But Lamaise, after I've already drank, I've already observed the first two parts of my stock. I drank the first two kaises of essay. So now it's a different shayla. Rabbi, I already drank two kaises of essay. So I have to drink the next two kaises of essay. So a different shayla, it's a different stock. So that's what the Beis HaLevi discussed. That's what he talks about, the stira, the Mishlah Melech, and has a stira between the Ran here as opposed to the Ran and Megillah in the first Perek. The Gemara says that there were certain cities where there was a Sofik if they were Mukav Chomim and Moshe Shur Benun or not, whether the Chomim was built later or it already existed in the days of Shur Benun. So if the city was a Mukav Chomim and Moshe Shur Benun, then they have to read the Megillah on Shushan Purim. But if the Chaimo was only built later, then the Yotze the Megillah on the regular Purim on Yud Dalet. So it's a Sofik, but the Yud Dalet as well. So you have to go to Chumran Lane on both days. So the Ran there has a comment, the Ran on the Rif, the same person wrote the Ran on the Rif over here, wrote the Ran on the Rif over there, the same Ran. And the Ran, the commentary, the Ran on the Chumash also, originally they thought it wasn't the Ran, it's the same Ran. And the Drush is the Ran, and the Chuvah is the Ran, it's all the same individual, the same person. So the Chiddush HaRan and Shabbos is by somebody else. That's not by the real Ran. It's obvious. It's a different Ran. But all these Rans are talking the same Ran. So the Ran over there on the Rif asks the question, the whole Din of Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanah. So why don't you have a right to say Sveika the Rabbanah Lekula? So what do you have to read the Megillah on both Yudalah and Tezvah? Just read on one of the 2 days. So what kind of a question is that? The Ran over here just explained why. Because it will be a tie to the Sasri. What are you going to do in advance? Which day are you going to pick? You can't pick arbitrarily one day over the other. You're going to say we'll be making on both days. That for sure is wrong. So you have no choice. Like steak there. So you have to say, Mechumis. So what was the Ran's question over there? Unless that was the Ran's question. After you already read the Megillah on your Dalit, and now yes, now the Shaila changed. And now why can't I, maybe in advance the Pesach would be read the Megillah both days, but after I already read the Megillah on your Dalit, but now the Shaila is, I already read the Megillah, maybe I'll be Yoyt, so the Pesach should be Tzveka the Rabban Lekula. So the Ran discusses it over there. Why are you mocking? So that's what the Beis Halevi talks about, the Stira and the Ran. And this question, after you already drank the first two cases, why can't you change the Pesach at this point? In the middle. Anyway, so again, the Gemara has a din of Haseba. Haseba, obviously, is only the Rabbanim. There's no Pesach, there's no din deraita of Haseba. The Gemara says the Yichi of Haseba even applies to women, even though it should be considered a mitzvah sesa shazman grome, the Noshim should be tur. The Gemara says it doesn't matter because Afin Haibi Yotzanet. The Gemara says it's both on Haseba and on Abakosis. The Gemara just says that sometimes it's improper for a woman to do Haseba. If the woman is married and she lives in one of the Middle Eastern countries where the women were very cautious to their husbands and they're going to act like the Mrs. Balabasta, she's going to sit there and say that, so it's going to look very very awkward. But the Gemara says, Isha, told Bailov, she's married, she's sitting by her husband, lo by Haseba, unless she's an Isha Hashuva, unless she's the district attorney of the whole state or whatever, she's an Isha Hashuva. And there are more rights that by us, by the Ashkenazim, Nashi Didan, they're all Nashim Chashuv. They have already all been liberated. That's what there are more rights. There are more rights in the 1500s. All of our Ashkenazi wives have already all been liberated. They're all Nashim Chashuvas and they all need Haseba. The only thing is that the women follow the Rav Yoshita. The Rav Yosh says that the whole mitzvah of Haseba doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh Bechlal, not to the men and not to the women. He says that it doesn't make any sense. By us, it's extremely uncomfortable to eat the Haseba, to drink the Haseba. We're not in the practice of doing it all year long. So the whole idea of Haseba is to demonstrate there are cheres. I'm demonstrating that I'm a free man. I demonstrate I'm a free man by doing such an uncomfortable thing to eat and drink in a leading over position. So the Rav Yosef says the whole thing doesn't apply to Zmanazel. So Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like the Rav Yosef. But for some reason or another, the Ramah says that the women have decided to follow the Rav Yosef. Come and say, Rabbi Yoh is a come and say, they thought Rabbi Yoh was a woman. Yeah. It must talking about in a more elaborate Haseba, but the Yevidus would also be a good Haseba. So by Yoh, that would be extremely uncomfortable. He would have really laid down, that would be extreme. The Gemara says that when they were in the yeshiva, they used to lean on each other's backs. The Talmidim would lean on Zagi Abirki, they would lean on the other guy. Not his back, his shoulder. So if you don't have the real mito to lean on, so you have to with that kind of aspect. So, but yes, the whole thing is uncomfortable. So we're not pleased to do such an uncomfortable thing. Not just to lay down. A smaller angle than the one that we have. Okay. The question, how small does the angle have to be? You know, any mathematician? You have to figure out how small does the angle have to be to fulfill the mitzvah of Esther.
The time of the knee to the thigh, the time of the knee to the thigh, the knee between each other's legs?
Whatever it was. Anyway, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the women today have the practice by the Arab countries, Mustamma, Medina, the Gemara, so there's no problem. That they're still not liberated. So the women don't need a Seder, the married women don't need a Seder. But even by the Ashkenazi, where the Ramah says, Nashi Didan, they're all considered Kisha Hashuva. Nonetheless, he says, the meaning is that the women follow the Rav Yom. But they don't do a Seder. But Abikosis we do. Abikosis the women do. The Gemara says, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi also doesn't do a Seder because it's improper. Mara Rabbah Kemara Shammai. Only by
eating?
Only by what?
Only by eating?
What's only by eating?
Not to sit, but
no, all the time. All the time. Not to sit in a relaxed position. Let's say the guy's going to sit in Shia and he's top going back and jacks and sits like this with his feet on the desk or something like that. But that's not the Acher. The Gemara says that. Not only during the Shia. Not during the Shia. The Gemara says during the Shia, the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos and in Sukkot, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Shir Hashim. Kol Talmid Shein Sivsos of Notzus Maroyver Tichvena. A Talmud has to tremble. His lips have to quiver while the Rebbe is saying the Shir. The Gemara has 2 days. What about the Rebbe? Does the Rebbe have to say the Shir also? The aim of the year of the Rensis of the Ziyah or not? Because the Gemara has a Kasha. They used to crack jokes. The Amoraim used to crack jokes. Start off with the Milsa de Dichuso. And then they used to give the Shir. So the Gemara asked, how can it be? But you have to be Talmud changes his source and sometimes my Rebbe Techven. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either that's only din and the Talmud doesn't apply to the Rebbe. That's on the Mekabli HaTorah. They have to be in a very serious state of mind. But the one who's transmitting it doesn't have to be so serious. And the other answer is no. Even the one who says the Shir is not allowed to crack a joke in the middle of the Shir. Before he starts the Shir, then he's allowed. So the Talmidim can have the popcorn, the cracker jacks before the Shir. They can joke around before the Shir. Middle of the Shir, neither is allowed to joke. Not the Rebbe, not the Talmud. Two Lashonis in the Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara. Whether the Rebbe is allowed to crack jokes in the middle of the Shir. Some of there are some who are machmir, some who are mekel. Two Lashonis in the Gemara. The Rebbe's allowed to crack jokes. I mean, I'm not allowed to laugh. Yeah. I remember once I was listening to a shiur by Chaim Shmulevitz. He was cracking jokes in the middle. He was making jokes, and the Talmidim was sitting there with a straight face. They weren't laughing. I think they, unless they didn't understand the shiur. But I don't know. Eov says like that. Sefer Eov. That when he used to crack jokes, they didn't laugh because they had such Meira Rabach Mashman, they had such Meira from Eov, such an Adam Nichbod, that they were afraid to laugh in his presence. No. Anyway, that's what the Gemara has. The Takanat HaSeba doesn't apply whenever just out of place. Isha Bifnei Baila is out of place unless she's an Isha Hashuva. Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, also it's out of place. Meira Rabach Mashman Shemayim. That's what Tosfos points out. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Even a poor man who never eats the Haseba, so one might have thought that's ridiculous. What is he going to eat the Haseba on Pesach night? All year long he doesn't eat the Haseba. Like the Rav Yos says, the Bizman says nobody eats the Haseba. So what do you mean Pesach night is going to eat the Haseba? We're like the Aniyim Bizman HaMishnah. That it's like Isha Bifnei Bailo and Talmud Eitel Rabbi, that the Haseba just doesn't make sense. It's out of place. And maybe then you don't do Haseba. The Rav Yor's idea that Bizman HaSeba is out of place is based on the Gemara. Isha Eitzel Baila is out of place, and Bein Eitzel Lovi, Talmud Eitzel Rav is out of place. But that's what Tosfos points out. That's what the Mishnah tells me. Not so. After the Onish of Yisrael, the Salka Daita Hamina Tosfos says on Sarik Tosfos Beis, one might have thought the HaSeba is only Loich HaShiva HaSeba. What? It looks ridiculous. A poor man is going to make HaSeba. But the Mishnah says, nonetheless, he has to do the HaSeba. And that's what we're generally machmer against the Rav Yor, that we do have Seba, even though one can find it that the whole idea of Haseba doesn't really make too much sense. So here in this din of Haseba, there's a major machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. That's what Rav Elbel pointed out. What is the nature of this din of Haseba? Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amin Aleph, the Ramaskol Kulu Nami discusses the din. What if a person ate the matzah without a seder? He ate the avikayman without a seder. He already benched. He ate the avikayman without a seder and he benched. So he has to eat more avikayman without a seder. He drank some of the kosher without a seder. Does he have to drink over again? Is he yet to be the evan? So it's a whole discussion in Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of details about this. Rav Elbel points out that in his opinion, according to the Rambam, there's no problem at all. A seder is a different thing. A seder has... A seder is not a condition within the mitzvah. It's not a prat in hilchas achilas matzah or a prat within hilchas arba kaisis. A seder is a different mitzvah. There is a mitzvah in the rabbanon. There's a mitzvah in atar b'chol davar chayiv varam liyus esatz mekivu yotam mitzrayim. As it says, v'yosanu hotzim isham. We have to say over the story of Yitzchias Mitzrayim as if we just left Mitzrayim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik once suggested. Alter hadrash a little bit. The Rambam says that tzipi tzis Mitzrayim is called hagoda. We call this Haggadah. Why is it called Haggadah? Because it says that he got it of Rimcha by Yom Olim. Okay, that's why we call it Haggadah. So what's the mashmoyot of the word Haggadah? They said different possibilities. We said yesterday one possibility from our salvation, that like Higarte Hayom Hashem Alokecha, so the Targum Yonison translates Higarte Loshen Shibachti HaMishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so The mitzvah of Haggadah and the mitzvah of Sipit Yisrael should be fulfilled on Pesach night in the form of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the form of saying Hallel. The Sipit Yisrael is supposed to lead up to the Hallel, as it does. The Hallel is the combination of the Haggadah Bayaz. We say the whole story of Sipit Yisrael in order to lead up the Shichach HaNachna Hayom, the Hallel. And we say the whole Hallel HaMitzri with the Hallel HaGadol. We say the whole works, the whole Hallel. So that was one suggestion that he made. Then he made another suggestion. Maybe Haggadah is Nilosh and Haggadah Seidus. That when we say the Higadat Avinach L'Yom Olam, we call it Haggadah, means we should tell over the Haggadah Seidus. Hi, but there's a din of Eidus. You have to have the Eid Riya. Who Eid or Ra Yada? You have to have an Eid Riya. Eid Mithi Eid is not acceptable. So we weren't there, B'Shat Sitzias Mitzrayim. So how can we fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah? We're going to tell our children things that we didn't see. So he suggested maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says that B'chol Dorot Archai Barom Neres Esatz Mekilu Yatim Esayim Shenem Rav Yosan Hotzim Yisham. What does it mean? We have to experience as if we just left Mitzrayim. We have to relate to the past, not as things of the past, but as if we were participating in those great historical events. That's what he suggests. Maybe it's Miloshim Haggadah Seidus. Anyway, whatever it is. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah in Atayra, Bechol Dovod Archai V'Adam, Liris Esatzmo. They have that feeling. I remember one of my rabbein once pointed out that he thinks that that's the most difficult mitzvah on Pesach night. To drink babakos is not so hard. And to eat the morer, whatever the morer is not so hard if you're healthy. And to eat all the matzah and afikoyman and the karach, everything is not so hard. But to have this attitude, Liris Esatzmo, Kilo Yatzim Tam, is very, very hard. What do you mean? We weren't there. Not so easy to have that feeling. That's the din deraisa. That's the difficult mitzvah. Then there's a din mirabana. That's easier already. B'chol davadar. The Rambam calls it b'chol davadar chayvam laharis esatzno kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. And he says therefore the chachamim are misak in two ways to fulfill this mitzvah. One is we should eat the haseiba on Pesach night, and the other one is everything we should eat the haseiba. And the other mitzvah is to drink abikosis derechay. So according to the way the Rambam writes, we understand very well what the Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam. And the Rambam gives a maramachim to one of the achrayim. But it's really the Rambam. That l'chatchila, the proper thing is to have a say with the whole Seudah. Not just for the matzah, and for the arbekaisis, and for the afikayim. No, you should have a say for the whole Seudah l'chatchila. Why did the Gemara only say the matzah, and the this, and the that? Why does the Gemara only single out certain things? No, the Gemara means to say what's part of the Seudah. What's part of the Suda Shaidoya? The whole Suda requires a Seba. So the whole Suda is a Suda Shaidoya. The Morer is not part of the Suda. The Morer is a separate thing. The Morer is not part of the Suda, the Morer said. Maybe that's why Tyson's had 2 days. When you eat the Morer in the middle of the meal, why don't you say Bari Pri Vadama? So Tyson's quotes from the Yeses Tevelim Stiyut that we recite on Shabbos HaGadol. Because when you said the Bari Pri Hadama on the Karpas, you're supposed to have in mind that this bracha should cover the morer in the middle of the meal. So then Taisa doesn't like it at all. Why? What's the problem? And Kufta is Rav Manalef and Taisa has this discussion. What's the problem? When you say Amoitzi Lachmanar, so whatever you eat in the middle of the meal is Rama Boy Machmas Asuda, so you don't see another bracha. So why do Rav Yezhet Tavalan feel that there's a problem? What's so difficult? Perhaps that's exactly why, because the Morer is not really part of the meal. The Suda is supposed to be a Suda Saidoya, Alfi Din. It's supposed to demonstrate like a carbon taido. But the Din requires that you should eat first Matzah and then Morer. So what do you want? You should bench and then eat the Morer at the end of the bench. That will be to eat the Morer after the benching. But when you eat the Morer right after the Matzah, Al Matzah Samron Yechlu. The Rashbam writes, there's a Seder Lachatchila Deraisa, that the Mitzah should be done in that order. But yeah, but if you did it Shalala Seder Mislam, you'll also be Yitzah. But the Rashbam learns Pshat in the Gemara that Lachatchila Deraisa, the Gemara says the finish that you eat if you eat the Morer first. But Lachatchila Deraisa, you should do it. Allah says that's the Rashbam Kuf Yudal on the base. So there's such a state that Lachatchila you should eat the Morer after the Matzah. But the Morer has nothing to do with the meal, even if it's taka romaine lettuce. And you always eat lettuce, let's say, in the middle of the meal. Some people always eat lettuce in the middle of the meal. But still, since on Pesach night the Morer is eating the Shem Mitzvah's Morer, it's really separate. You don't need Haseba by the Morer. The fact that you don't need Haseba, and the whole meal does need Haseba, according to the Rambam. The whole student needs Haseba, the Chatchila. And the Morer doesn't, that shows that the Morer is really separate. So that's Takapram. Why don't you say Barpri Hadom on the Morer? So that's what the, if it's not Vama Boy Machmas HaStudah, you're setting it up in such a way that the Dafke is not part of the student. That's what Rav Yeshe Tavelim claims, that when you say the Baruch Adam on the Karpas, you have to have in mind to cover the Mora. Tesis argues that Rav Yeshe Tavelim, that's perhaps the Shittah son. Tesis holds that they're against the Ramah. There is no din l'chatchila that you have to eat the whole Suda Behaseid. Tesis doesn't have such a din. Tesis says, there's a din you have to eat the Matzah Behaseid, but that's the correct way to fulfill the Mitzvah Matzah. There's a din you have to drink Abrikosis Behaseid, you have to eat Afikoyim Behaseid. But there's no din that the whole Suda has to be eaten Behaseid, but the Morer Drama Boy Machmas HaSuda. But there's no din that the whole Suda needs a Seiba. You're not determining, you're not deciding what's part of the Suda and what's not. Whatever is part of the Suda needs a Seiba, whatever is not part of the Suda does need a Seiba. The first two cases, the Gemara says only Mikra Din, only two of the Abrikosis need a Seiba. Why? Because only two of them are part of the Suda Saidoi. The other two are Brachas HaLakos. So the Gemara, the way the Rambam understood the Gemara is deciding which two belong to the Suda Saidoi and which two do not belong to the Suda Saidoi. According to Tesis, that's not what we're discussing at all. You don't start off with the premise that the Suda needs a Seiba and what's part of the Suda, what's not. No, Tosafot Shita is Haseiba is a condition in fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. If you eat matzah, believe Haseiba, you're not yet to the mitzvah of matzah. According to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with that. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to eat everything in the Suda Saidoya, the Haseiba. That's the Suda Saidoya. You should eat the Haseiba. If you ate everything, Shaloi, the Haseiba, so you're yet to everything that you ate, but you're not yet to the mitzvah of Haseiba. So what do you want? You should eat again. Even if he's going to eat it again, he won't be yet. He ate the whole meal, Shaloi, the Haseiba. He did wrong by eating the whole meal, shall I say? That's what Rav Avila points out. According to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Haseiba is that you should eat the whole stew of Haseiba, and by mistake you ate, or you drank, shall I say, you won't gain anything by doing it over again. What are you going to gain by repeating it? You were yotzei d'abrikosis, you were yotzei d'matzah, you were yotzei d'afikoyim, shall I say? You just weren't yotzei the mitzvah of Haseiba. What good are you going to eat again? The thing you're going to eat again is going to be another part of the meal, but that part of the meal, the bulk of the meal, was not eaten by Haseiba. That's what he points out, a fundamental machlokes Tosis in the Rambam, and I think that it could also shed light on Tosis Shita by the Mora, with the Baruch Adam on the Mora. Why they felt that it is Dvar Maboy Machmas HaSuda, and Yeshe Tavelim thought not. Rabbi Yeshe Tavelim maybe followed the Rambam Shita, but the fact that Mora doesn't need Haseiba is an indication that Mora is not really Dvar Maboy Machmas HaSuda, because all Suda needs Haseiba. It means that Mora is not part of the Suda, separate. Eat it after the matzah because that's the Seder Lachatchila Derais. Mishnah says on Pesach night, in fulfilling the mitzvah Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim, the Chachamim instituted a lot of requirements. In Torah you're probably not required, but with the Rabbanan they insisted that you should only fulfill the mitzvah in the form of Maskov the Genuas. You should draw a contrast between what our situation used to be as opposed to how the situation changed after HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened. What's the purpose of Maskel Begnus and Misayim Bishvach? Why do you need that? So it could be that things are explained clearer when you make a contrast. When you just explain things without drawing a contrast between one thing and the other, then it's not as clear. When you draw a contrast, it makes it clearer. Could be for the sake of Hasbara. Or another possibility could be that there are salvation. You say either for the sake of Hasbara, possibly for the sake of drawing out the Sheva. That if you want that the CPT sometimes should be done in such a way that it should lead up to a Sheva. So if you draw a contrast, what the Maskel Begnus used to be, how the situation changed, and then you're stressing the need to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch. Maybe that Maskel Begnus is for the sake of leading up to the Hallel at the end of the Haggadah. That was part of that pshat that the Rav said. If you say that the whole purpose of Tzipit is that it should lead up to the Hoidoya, to the Hallel, so then we understand perhaps that's the reason of Maskel Begnus and the Sayyid Mishra. But even if you say not like that, even if you say that one can fulfill Tzipit is Mishra without leading up to the Hallel, the Hallel is a separate Mechai. The Hala B'Shal Taneh, we consider it as if we just left Mitzrayim. Of course, a separate din. We fulfilled fully already the mitzvah of Sipit Tisnitz, right? And then the Hallow is another mitzvah. Even if you should say that they're different mitzvahs, you can still understand perhaps why you need Matzah B'Gnulis. Maybe that causes a better focus on the Sipit Tisnitz, right? Whenever you explain anything with a contrast, it's clearer. Anyway, exactly how does one do a Matzah B'Gnulis? The Gemara has a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. How do you do Matzah B'Gnulis? Towards the bottom of Kuf Tezayin Amin Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. So Rav Omar, the first he said, "Nitzchilo Abdi Avodah Zarah Hayavetzeinu." The Achshav Kervana Hamakom Lavidos, and Shmuel disagrees and he says, "No, you have to say Avodim Hayinu Lefarim Mitzrayim, Vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, etc." So the Ma'aseh, we do both. We say both Haggadahs. We say two Haggadahs. We say the Haggadah of Rav as well as the Haggadah of Shmuel. What was the machlekes over here regarding Matzah B'Gnulis and Mesayim Mishvach? What is it? So they quote in the name of Rav Dovah L'Salavetchik that l'chori this is the machlekes. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Tziachas Amim Mitzrayim Tavdim L'Salakim Al Ahor Hazeh. So it says in Yitzal to the Goalti then V'lo Kachti Eschuni L'Yom in order to lead to Marvin Harsinai. That's the whole purpose. What HaKadosh Baruch would just take us out of Mitzrayim and then he wouldn't take us as his chosen nation. For $10 you can buy your chosen nation. I got it. So then the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim would be worthless. Nothing would be accomplished by that. That was the whole purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's what Rav Elbele said. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. That Shmuel says the Maskav Gnus and the Sayyid Shah should be about the actual Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avadim Hayinu, Vayatienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Pashtus. And Rav says no. Since the whole purpose, the whole kachas of these Yitzias Mitzrayim was v'lakachti eschem liliyom, that was the whole goal. So it's more mistaber, Rav claims that it's more mistaber that you should do the maschal b'gnus and the sayim mishvach in that area. To say mitchila abdi avodah zarah avisenu v'ashav kervana hamakom l'avodasa. And the goal, that's the gnus and mishvach. Not so much the actual Yitzias Mitzrayim that occurred on Pesach, but really the kachas of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Medrash says that when Paro freed the Jewish people at Chatzos HaLaila, at midnight, right after Makkos Charis, he was frightened out of his wits because he saw all the prophecies of Moshe Rabbeinu are coming true. So he was afraid he was going to die also. So he proclaimed in the name of the government, he was the government, he proclaimed in the name of the official government of Egypt that he's now freeing the Jewish people, and he said, At Achshav, until now, you used to be Avadim Lefaro. And from now on, you're no longer Avadim Lefaro, you are Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say, Hallo Avdi Hashem, Halluko, Hallo Avdi Hashem, and so on. Hallo Avdi Hashem, Lo Avdi Paro. And when Paro freed the Jewish people, he said, he's giving them over to become Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, to become Avadim. Tavnim Eselokim, Alahar Hazeh, the purpose is to become Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a kesha between Pesach and Shavuot. The Ramban says that the period of Sfirah Sayim is like a long period of Chalamoy. That's the mashal the Ramban al Torah gives. Sukkot is a separate yom. Sukkot is unrelated. It's in the series of the Shalosh Hagolim, but Shavuot is more related to Pesach than Sukkot is, because you have the Tziruk, you have the connecting days of Sfirah Sayim. What's the purpose of this, the connection between Pesach and Shavuot? That one shouldn't think that we became free and we can do whatever we want. Leo Sam Chavshi, if you are saying it, to be Chavshim. No. We want to be Chayrus. Chayrus is not the same as Chavshim. We want to have Chayrus. Chayrus means Ein Lecho Ben Charon Al Misha Oisik Batera. The Chayrus, Chorus Al Aluchas. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, is commenting on the Loshon HaPasuk that the Aseres Adivis were engraved. On the Luchas says, it's Al-Tikri Chorus Al Chayrus. When they accepted the Torah Har Sinai, when it was Ulakateh Es Chalim Yom, then the Cheres was completed. Up until that time, true, they were no longer Avodim Mitzrayim anymore, but they were not yet Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Cheres Klal Yisrael began. The Rambam writes that the midst of Sipi Tzis and Tzayim, you have to... The Stomach says it in the Yama Nifra. I've got it. Does he quote that Rambam? I didn't look at it yet. The Rambam writes with Farish that Sipi Tzis and Tzayim, you have to stress the fact that we became the Yama Nifra. Not just tell the story that needs to be told, but we became the Yama Nifra. Right, in our Haggadah, it's not even mentioned. So the answer, Rav Soloveitchik is here, the answer is it is mentioned when you start the Kiddush. Shabbat Habana Mikalam. You start from Shabbat Habana. That's number one. Ama Nifcha Haggadah. Why? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say every year, because the Nesiva says that the Kiddush on Pesach is different from the Kiddush all year long. The Kiddush is the beginning of the mitzvah of Sifat Yisrael Mitzrayim, because it's a crucial element that's missing in the whole Haggadah. The punchline, the Ikar Chasman HaSefer, that we became the Ama Nifcha. So that's how we start off. We start off with the punchline. We start off with the maskana. We say, Shabbat Habana Mikalam. Sure. And then we're going to explain how we arrived at that conclusion. Then we say the rest of the story out of order. But that's a crucial chalik, that's an essence chalik of the CPC from Shabbat. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't begin this year as Dach Matzai Shabbos, and no one's going to begin to say it until way after Tzeitzah Kahal. But even if it's a normal year, when it's not Matzai Shabbos, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't begin the Kiddush of the Seder until after Tzeitzah Kahal. That's based on the Tzeitzah, on the first Mishnah. It says, Lo yoichal ad shetechshach. Lo yoichal ad shetechshach. I'm sorry, the Tosfos Divrei Maaskal ad shetechshach claims that that's what it means. That even if you'll be meisiv mechayil al hakodesh and you want to usher in the kedushas hayam of Yontif shel Pesach earlier, you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach matzah amora mibod yom. This is really a big machlokes. They quote, among other gemaras, they quote a gemara brachas daf kam zayin. The day on Brachas Kam Zayin and the Sefer Tesvi Harosh, he quotes other Rishonim disagree. They say, not true. You can eat the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, and the Marim, and Bod Yom, as long as you're on the Kabbal Kedushas Hayayim of Yontif. The Korban Pesach, the Marim, and the Marim, that the Korban Pesach could be eaten Yom Balaylo. You can eat it on Erev Pesach and then Balaylo. And then the Gemara says, no, the Pesach is not on Shabbat, the Balaylo is there, Balaylo, Velo Bayom. That was the Gemara at the end of the second parak. It's not an Yisrael, on the bottom of Mem Aleph and the base. It's not an Yisrael, it's an Yisrael. That you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Balayla. So the Tosfos Harosh and Brachas Kol Zayin and Beis quotes a group of Rishonim to say that that's not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean you have to wait till Laila. It means the Habmina would be that it's like a Korban Toidah. Korban Pesach like a Korban Toidah. Nechol Yom Laila. So eat the Korban Pesach by Yom Uba Laila. So the Pasuk says, no, the Ochus Abasa by Laila has only by Laila, not by Yom. What does it mean? It's not Nechol on Erev Pesach. You have to eat a dot-com Pesach, but if you might say Nechol HaKadosh, it's good. When the Pasuk says Balayla and Bayom Lo, it doesn't mean Laila, you need to say Kacham. Laila means on Yontif, not on Erev Yontif. I would have thought that it's like a carbon tide and Echol Yom Balayla. So the Pasuk indicates otherwise, Rachmas Abasa Balayla, only on Yontif. But if you Mekabal Yontif early, so you can fulfill the mitzvah earlier as well. That's what one opinion in Tosfos says. And then the majority of the Balayla Tosfos apparently didn't hold like that. They held no, that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of...